sunshine yesterday in Dugan. That's the weather data.
And time for me to remind you, you're listening to our Little Red Barn program. We've heard from Uncle Jay Gould. We'll have Earl Finkel about 20 minutes past the hour. I'm Dugan Fry, along with Bob Sievers, Victor Locke, our newsman. We all come to you from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne.
Good morning. Cloudy skies, 32 degrees in Fort Wayne. Light freezing drizzle changing to snow today with up to 4 inches accumulation possible by tomorrow. I'm Victor Locke with the 6 o'clock WOWO News. Three men are being sought in connection with a murder overnight in Fort Wayne. Police Information Officer Ron Buskirk says authorities got the call about 12:30 this morning.
Shortly after 12:30 this morning, Fort Wayne Police and EMS were called to the 800 block of Oaklawn Court. Upon their arrival, EMS and police units, victim William Arthur Scott, 27 years old, of 182 Traverse Place, was found dead at the scene. Died of a single gunshot wound to the back.
Scott and a companion were apparently asleep in the apartment when three men came to the door, began an argument, and allegedly opened fire. Scott tried to flee but was shot in the back. The three men then fled, and the investigation is continuing at this hour. This WOWO News is brought to you by the four-wheeler featuring Putco running boards plus tire lips, fender flares, and extenders for protection from the sloppy weather ahead. A 45-year-old Elkhart, Indiana man's being sought in connection with the overnight shooting deaths of three Conrail employees near Jackson, Michigan. Authorities say Rudy Blattle is wanted for questioning in connection with the deaths of 50-year-old William Gulak and 22-year-old Charles Burton, both of the Detroit area, and 42-year-old Robert Lake of Jackson, Michigan. The three were found just 100 feet from a crowded waiting room at the Jackson Amtrak station, dead from 12-gauge shotgun blasts. Fort Wayne recorded its first traffic fatality of the new year overnight, a car-motorcycle mishap at 7 minutes after midnight at the intersection of Rudisill and Calhoun, claimed the life of 25-year-old Gregory Freeze in the 500 block of Corwin Lane. Authorities say Freeze's motorcycle struck a car which was careening out of control through the intersection. The U.S. and China opened diplomatic relations overnight. Mark Milder says the two countries recognized each other at midnight, but the official recognition ceremonies are scheduled for later today.
Top American officials will mark the start of formal diplomatic relations between the U.S. and the People's Republic of China by attending a reception at the Chinese liaison office here in Washington. That office will become a full-fledged embassy beginning March 1st. Vice President Mondale and Secretary of State Vance will head the list of U.S. dignitaries at today's reception. President Carter doesn't return from Camp David until later today. But yesterday, the White House released the texts of messages Mr. Carter sent to China's leaders. In a cable to Communist Party Chairman Wang Kuo-feng, Mr. Carter says the cause of world peace will be served by what he terms as this historic act of reconciliation. Mark Noller, Washington.
The government of Iran continues to topple this morning. Radio Tehran says the country's prime minister has resigned, a move seen as another step toward a civilian government. Ceremonies are scheduled for 11 this morning, at which newly elected or re-elected county officials will be sworn into office. Among the new faces in Allen County offices will be Richard Ragadance, who replaces Vance Amstutz. Gloria Gigline will surrender her post as a county councilwoman today to take over the job as county auditor. Joseph and Mary Walker of 8126 Redstone Drive in Fort Wayne are the proud parents of Fort Wayne's New Year's baby. 8-pound, 1-ounce Christine Mary was born at 1221 this morning at Parkview Hospital. Both mother and child are in good condition. WOWO News time is 6:03.
The four-wheeler on Lima Road has something every pickup, van, or 4x4 needs. A new variation of an old idea. Running boards by Putco. Made of 16-gauge steel deck plate, then chrome-plated to make them virtually indestructible. And built to fit your vehicle. Why running boards? Well, you get something to stand on, easier access to higher outfits, but there's more. Putco running boards from the four-wheeler will keep your vehicle a lot cleaner by protecting the sides, and they'll eliminate nearly all rock chips to keep your vehicle looking better, longer. Your Putco running boards from the four-wheeler will improve your vehicle's appearance. They look built in. You get the sporty side pipe look without burns or exhaust stains. These running boards are easily installed, complete with all mounting hardware, or the four-wheeler people can install them for you. You can improve the appearance and utility of your pickup, van, or 4x4 for a lot less than you think. Visit the four-wheeler across from White Swan Plaza on Lima Road.
What was Jack Underwood? Low-income people over 55 can get part-time work in a new program called Seniors in Community Service. Call the Fort Wayne Urban League at 424-6326.
Wovo Sports in New Year's Eve International Hockey League action. The Fort Wayne Comets were victorious over Flint at the Memorial Coliseum 7-4. Saginaw down Muskegon 6-4. Grand Rapids Edgeport Huron 6-5. And Kalamazoo beat Milwaukee by a 5-3 score. In NFC playoff activity yesterday, Los Angeles down Minnesota 34-10, while Houston beat New England 31-14 in the AFC. And in the National Hockey League, Pittsburgh beat Detroit last night by a 5-4 score. A snowstorm in Chicago forced postponement of the New York-Chicago game. Global land weather, light freezing drizzle early today, changing to snow showers later with up to 4 inches accumulating, possibly by tomorrow. Hazardous driving conditions will develop as temperatures fall into the 20s during the day with northerly winds to 35. Tonight, snow with some blowing and drifting and hazardous travel, a low near 13 and north winds to 30. Snow showers ending tomorrow, a high in the mid to upper teens with northwest winds to 25. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low teens. Earl Finkel updates our forecast in just 15 minutes. Right now, barometric pressure is steady at 29.99. Winds are calm. The relative humidity is 79%. And officially at the airport, we have cloudy skies and 32 degrees. This Wovo News has been brought to you by the 4-Wheeler, featuring Putco running boards, plus tire lips, fender flares, and extenders for protection from the sloppy weather ahead. I'm Victor Locke at 6:06. We welcome back Dugan Fry to the Little Red Barn.
Well, thank you, Victor. I'll tell you, you had vacation first, and then Richard Walker had one, and I had one. We're going to have to get Bob out for a few days of R&R.
All I do is after they had work.
I don't see you crying for him, Victor.
You got to be kidding. After what he did to us last year.
That's right. We're still getting even with him on that one.
You won't let me forget that, will you?
Never.
Thanks a lot.
New Year's Day, Wovo replays the top 100 hits of 1978. From song 100 all the way to number 1, all beginning at 7 a.m. New Year's Day. Be sure and join Wovo for the countdown of the top 100 songs of 1978 on 1190 Radio, a great place to be.
Why have you left the one you left me for? I still heard my name at slamming door. Did you leave for good or just get bored? Why have you left the one you left me for? Is he what you wanted? Or has time changed your mind? Has your dream love gone crazy? And what brings you here tonight? Have you left me wanted to let me fall? If you heard my name, that's slamming the door. If you leave my door, I'll just get far. But I'm not sure, is this real? How can I really hold you when I don't know how you feel? Why have you left me? What have you left me for? I can't hide my need that time I'm going. You don't know what I'm talking about. If you heard my name, that's slamming door. Did you leave for good or just get bored? Why have you left the one you left me for? Why have you left the one you left me for? If you heard my name, that's slamming door.
Whoa, time is 10 minutes after 6 o'clock out here at the Little Red Barn. Oh, let's have a little more music and sit this one out with Eric Clint.
Don't care if you never come home. I don't mind if you just keep on rolling away on a distant sea. I don't love you when you don't love me. Cause a commotion when you come to town. Give him a smile and he melts. Having love for your friends is all good and fine. But I don't like yours and you don't like mine.
In 20 seconds, it will be 13 minutes after 6 here at the Little Red Barn.
If you're sold on having a fireplace in your home, we at Stoller's Lighting and Fireplace Shops feel there are three things you should know. First, the fireplace system itself. Fireplaces are more than just a hole in the wall to burn logs in. They must be fireplaces engineered to work properly. Too often, simple things like the correct diameter of the smokestack or proper height of the smokestack are overlooked. Secondly, efficiency. With today's energy problem being what it is, your fireplace should produce heat, not rob your home of it. Stoller's has at least 6 different options that can turn your fireplace into an energy-efficient unit. Thirdly, safety with beauty. Stoller's feature the best and most handsome glass fireplace enclosures the industry has to offer. Remember the 3, system, efficiency, and safety. There you have it. 3 reasons to shop Stoller's Lighting and Fireplace Shops. Then sit back and enjoy your fireplace. Stoller's, 919 Coliseum Boulevard and Westland Mall.
And Dugan Fry at 14 minutes after 6. What are some of the things happening today, Dugan?
Well, here are a couple things. The Fox Drive will be held at the Conservation Club in Bryan, Indiana, on US 27 south of Burn. Now, if you're interested in that, it's going to start at 9 a.m. sharp, so that's the time to be there.
Hey, wait just a minute. All you foxes down there south of Burn around Bryan, Indiana, you stay in your holes today. Don't stick your big nose up.
There you go.
Or you might get your nose and other parts of your body shot off.
So, you foxes down there, remember the starting time is 9 a.m. sharp, and if you're foxy enough, you'll stay where you belong. But that's what's going to happen. And anyway, the Central Catholic High School class of 1959 is planning their 20th year reunion. If you have information about classmates from Central Catholic High of 1959, call 637-5762. And I wonder if we're coming into those burrows this morning.
You don't want to lose your nose over a sniff of a rabbit.
Well, that's happened many times over the course of history.
All right. It's 6:15 here at the Little Red Barn. Now it's time for our song of inspiration. All right, dude, just leave, if you will. Let's see. On this New Year's Day, Mr. and Mrs. Clarence Russell of Portland, Indiana, are celebrating their 33rd wedding anniversary. Our congratulations to the Clarence Russells this morning. And I'll bet you they're sleeping in and don't even know we're talking about them. Anyway, congratulations to them. And let's get along with the Blue Ridge Quartet over here, and then we'll call Mr. Earl Finkel and start checking with him.
Okay, and at 18 minutes past 6 o'clock, let me check what happened in the International Hockey League last night in case you didn't get those scores. The Comets were victorious against Flint here at home. The score was 7-4, but meanwhile, Grand Rapids down Port Huron on the road, 6-5, so the Comets are still 2 points behind. In the other game, Saginaw beat Muskegon 6-4, and Kalamazoo over Milwaukee 5-3.
Now it's time for Earl Finkel weather at 18 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock here at the Little Red Barn. Brought to you this morning by the Perfection Biscuit Company of Fort Wayne, bakers of famous Sunbeam, Hillbilly, and Wright Diet Bread.
Well, Earl, I'm glad to talk to you again. Just fresh back from a vacation, a little R&R, as they say in the business, I guess. And I had a question from one of the listeners who that I ran into while I was goofing off, and I could not answer this, and Bob couldn't, so I'll ask you. Why is it that sometimes when we're having rain and then the temperature drops, we go immediately to snow? Other times when we're having rain and then we go to freezing rain before snow. What's the difference?
Kind of depends on the temperature structure. If the cold air arriving is what we say very shallow, the coldest freezing air is right near the surface rather than up above. That cold air slides in and it chills the pavements and the cars down so that everything is below freezing. But up above, the air is still warm enough that it's coming down as rain. So we get the freezing rain when the whole thing comes by and it all turns cold in one shot. then we get the snow changeover rather than the going through the freezing rain or sleet. So there you have the reason.
My gosh, that makes sense.
Weather lecture here on New Year's Day, and Happy New Year to everybody that's up and at 'em. Of course, all the folks in Willowland are up and at 'em. Nobody here sacked in and recovering. Back in Chi-Town and back to the west, there's many a broken back from anywhere from 7 to 17 inches of snow that fell yesterday with huge blowing and drifting, and it is a nightmare back that way. Plenty of shoveling to do. The new snow amounts about 4 or 5 inches up around Grand Rapids and Port Madison, 8 to 10 inches around Milwaukee, 7 at O'Hare Midway, at O'Hare 10 inches Midway, 7 out in those western suburbs, about 16, 17. The storm itself shot out of Arkansas at about 50 miles an hour last night and is all the way up in Canada. And a little secondary development down around Nashville may cause a little problem yet. We'll be slowly edging down into the colder air here through the day, and we may get a little of that freezing rain, drizzle, or sleet, but nothing heavy in the transition, and then some snow should break out behind that for later in the afternoon into the night. No big deluge, maybe 2, even locally 4 inches of snow, a little, bit heavier to the east of us, and then a gradual downturn on that temperature to near cold wave proportions by Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. So, as you kind of go softly and quietly this morning, let's look for cloudy skies, colder temperatures, temperatures falling steadily through the day, down into the 20s in the afternoon and the teens later tonight. A little bit of very light rain drizzle, possibly freezing, and then changing over to snow later in the afternoon or this evening. A couple of inches possible and a little heavier off to the north and east of us. Then tonight overnight, partly cloudy skies, a few snow flurries, temperature coming down to around 10 degrees. And then for tomorrow, cloudy with snow showers and not much change in temperature, only about 10 to 15 degrees. And then eventually sliding off to about 5 below zero on Wednesday morning and maybe even colder up to the north. So you guys kind of move along slowly now, you hear?
We'll certainly do it, and Bob will check back with you next hour, Earl.
Hey, Dern.
And Earl, I was telling Dugan yesterday midnight to midnight, we had an inch and a quarter of rain, and man, if that would have come down as snow, that cold front would have come through, we would have had a lot of snow, wouldn't we?
That's right. That's the same snow that got prolonged to the west of us in Chicago town and through there that ended up to be just about that amount, over
right.
An inch, so 10 to 15 inches of snow.
All right, Earl, listen, we'll see you again in just an hour.
Hey, see you.
Fine. Goodbye. Our highest yesterday in Fort Wayne was 41. Our low was 35. Degree days, 27. Now, degree days for the month of December, 1,050. And winding up the year of 1979 since July 1st, 2,228. But they'll continue counting until June 30th of this year. Let's see, the highest, did I say the highest ever for this date in Fort Wayne was 59 in 1952. The lowest here was 13 below on this date in 1968. And the sun rose this morning, or will rise, at 8:06 and set tonight, Dugan, at 5:23.
At the airport, the barometer is 29.99 and steady. The winds are calm. Our humidity is 79%, and we're holding with cloudy skies and 32 degrees.
Earl Finkel, don't you have the... I see you're doing.
We better make the tell the people who's responsible for all this here.
Golly, I'm glad you're wide awake this morning.
I took the sandwich to the zoo with a girl named Mary Lou. She's so pretty with her hair and curls. But when I turned to the giraffe, she stole my sandwich and she laughed. No, a boy can never trust a girl.
Oh, no, you can't keep a sandwich, a sunbeam sandwich to yourself. Because a sandwich is better than a sandwich. That's why you can't keep a sandwich to yourself.
Well, I am baseball's home run king. Yes, my bat can really sting. And a sandwich helps to give me clout. But before the game one day, they stole a sandwich bite away. And that's when the pitcher struck me out.
No one can resist the fresh baked goodness of Sunbeam bread. That's what I said, Sunbeam bread.
A sandwich is better than a sandwich. That's why you can't keep a sandwich to yourself.
And real quick, weather has been brought to you by the Perfection Biscuit Company of Fort Wayne, bakers of famous Sunbeam, Hillbilly, and Right Diet Bread.
Dugan, before you come back in, we've just had a call.
Yeah?
You foxes down in Bryant, Indiana, can relax today. The fox drive at the Conservation Club at Bryant, Indiana,
yeah,
has been called off.
It's all your fault, too. You forewarned all the foxes, and that's probably why they
did
it.
Well, the fellow called me and said, well, since you warned all the foxes, say in the hole, no, he starts
there you go.
All right, so that fox drive has been canceled today at 6:25. Dugan, back to you.
Okay. And as we said earlier, we'll be getting back into our interviews tomorrow as far as the recorded interviews we have. But some things we wanted to share with you today in this particular time around. This new year, of course, signals tax time for all of us and for farmers coming around earlier than for other folks. Be sure to check with your accountant to see what new deductions or credits that you might qualify for. Now, a spouse who has participated in the family farm or ranch can now earn an estimated, or rather, I better hit that again. A spouse who has participated in the family farm or ranch can now earn an estate tax credit of 2% a year. That's a change for up to 25 years. Under past law, the entire value of the estate was considered to be the husband's property. Investment credits for farm cooperatives are available for up to 10% of the cost of machinery and equipment. Cost-sharing payments to farmers for soil conservation and environmental protection programs will be exempt from taxable income. This applies to all payments made after September 30th, 1979. In other words, September 30th in this new year. Tax credits are also available for single-purpose buildings to aid in the feeding, raising, and housing of beef and dairy cattle, hogs, and poultry. The provision also applies to greenhouses for commercial use. So these are just a few of the changes that apply in the agricultural area. The bottom line here, once again, is to make sure exactly what you're doing and to make sure that you touch base real soon with your accountant to see just what deductions or credits you might qualify for now that you might not have last year. Make sure you know what you're doing before you get into it. There are some new booklets. In fact, there's a new federal booklet that is available from many of the extension offices, if not all of them. You might ask your local extension office about that one. That spells this out in some detail, but it is quite complicated, and unless you really know what's going on in the tax structures, personally, I think you'd be better off touching base real soon with the person that does your taxes for you.
All right, Dugan, thank you for that suggestion. Full time is 6:27. Before the news, the Bellamy Brothers.
Someone else to cry.
time for me to remind you that you're listening to our Little Red Barn program. I'm Dugan Fry, along with Bob Sievers, and we have our newsman coming up now, Richard Walker, all from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO, Fort Wayne.
Good morning. It's 32 degrees in Fort Wayne. Today's outlook, light freezing drizzle, changing to snow showers and cold. I'm Richard Walker with the 630 WOWO News. Three armed men broke into an apartment in the 800 block of Oaklawn Court about 12:30 this morning, killing one occupant and then fleeing. This WOWO newscast brought to you by your Marathon dealers and Marathon distributors, the people who got together to do it better. Police Information Officer Ron Buskirk told WOWO News that 27-year-old William Scott of the 100 block of Travers Place was killed as he fled an apartment in the 800 block of Oaklawn Court about 12:30 this morning. Scott had allegedly killed one occupant and then fled.
He was shot with one round at the center of the back while he was fleeing from the three people.
The three armed men then fled in a car and are still being sought. Police have no motive. The Summit City recorded its first traffic fatality of the new year overnight as well. 25-year-old Gregory Fries of the 500 block of Corwin Lane died when he was thrown from his motorcycle after it struck a car at Rudisill and Calhoun. The new year has brought an end to nearly 30 years of hot and cold war between the United States and China. The Associated Press's John Roderick says the two countries formally established diplomatic relations on New Year's Eve.
It's slippery low-key. There's been only the exchange of congratulations from President Carter and Secretary of State Vance. And on the other side, the congratulations sent by the inaugural founder, Chinese chairman, and Deng Xiaoping from here.
President Carter says the new relations will serve the cause of world peace, and China's leaders also said it should exert a favorable influence on the world. As China marked the arrival of the Year of the Sheep, Americans welcomed 1979 by crowding New York's Times Square, heading out on the town for nightclub revels, or celebrating at home. Many residents of northern Texas who had hoped to attend holiday parties were instead forced by a vicious ice storm to ring in the new year by candlelight, their power cut off by the storm. The cold front that swept from Texas to the Great Lakes ushered out the old year with a white farewell. A storm that cut across the region dumped up to 10 inches of snow in the Midwest and continued early today with up to 1 foot of additional snow forecast for some areas. At the same time, the nation's traffic death toll for the holiday period passed the 200 mark. In Havana, America's disco music could be heard throughout the capital as millions of Cubans celebrated both the new year and President Fidel Castro's 20th year in power. And the Northern Indiana Public Service Company has requested the State Public Service Commission to approve a $7.8 million rate hike. The increase reflects increases in charges by two NIPSCO gas suppliers. The adjustment will appear on customers' bills as an estimated $7 per year increase for those who heat with gas. WOWO News Time is 6:33.
There's a big M sign around the corner, down the road and up the street. And there's a friend of mine around that corner, someone you all know and someone you'd be glad to meet.
Somewhere near where you live, there's a big M sign that tells you this is someplace different. This is the working home of your Marathon man. What that means to you is there's somebody there who still thinks wiping your windshield, checking the air in your tires, and the water in your battery are part of what you're supposed to get when you come into his station. That big M sign is a sign there's still a place to take your car and have it taken care of the way it's supposed to be. And that big M sign means there's a man worth knowing working under it.
Go get together with a friend who'll do it better. Go be your Marathon man.
Marathon Oil Company. We got together to do it better.
This just into the WOWO newsroom. Fort Wayne police have taken into custody one man who apparently held a number of persons at gunpoint for a time this morning at a home in the 1400 block of St. Mary's. Authorities managed to secure the release of the suspect's hostages about a half an hour ago, and the suspect himself later surrendered. There's no motive yet for that incident. WOWO News Time, 6:34.
WOWO is Maureen McCosey. Single parents can benefit from classes taught by the Visiting Nurse Service. Contact the Visiting Nurse Service at 422-4776.
in WoWo Sports. Of course, New Year's Day, that means bowl day for eight of the nation's top college football powers. Penn State and Alabama square off for the national championship in the Sugar Bowl. Southern Cal and Michigan tangle in the Rose Bowl. It's Nebraska versus Oklahoma in another Big Eight playoff in the Orange Bowl. And Houston tangles Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl. In the NFC playoffs yesterday, Los Angeles beat Minnesota 34-10. In the AFC playoffs, it was the Houston Oilers surprising the New England Patriots 31-14. In yesterday's Blue Bonnet Bowl in Houston, Stanford came from behind to beat Georgia Tech. Georgia, 25-22. In National Hockey League action last night, Pittsburgh beat the Detroit Red Wings. That score 5-4. Boston over Buffalo 7-3. Atlanta beat the New York Rangers 6-5. The Soviet Union beat the Minnesota North Stars 8-5 in an exhibition. And the New York Islanders at the Chicago Blackhawks was postponed because of snow. In college basketball, Michigan beat Eastern Michigan 86-73. Light freezing drizzles early today, changing to snow showers later with 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible by tomorrow. Hazardous driving conditions will develop, temperatures falling into the 20s during the day, and northerly winds to 35 miles an hour. The National Weather Service in Indianapolis has canceled a winter storm warning for northwest Indiana and a winter storm watch for northeast and central Indiana for today. A traveler's advisory does remain posted for northwest Indiana for today, with a winter storm watch also in effect for that part of the state for tonight and tomorrow. Snow tonight, some blowing and drifting of hazardous and hazardous travel. A low near 13 degrees, north winds to 30 miles an hour. Snow showers ending tomorrow morning, high in the mid to upper teens with northwest winds to 25. At the airport right now, the relative humidity is 79%. Winds are calm. Barometer steady at 29 and 99 hundredths inches of mercury. It's cloudy skies, 32 degrees in Fort Wayne. This WoWo newscast brought to you by your Marathon dealers and Marathon distributors, the people who got together to do it better. I'm Richard Walker, WoWo News.
Here is the WoWo editorial with our Vice President and General Manager, Dan Friel.
At this time of year, it is traditional to make resolutions for the new year. Most of us promise we will do something to change our lives or the lives of those around us, but then find we're just too busy to do anything about our good intentions. WoWo hopes you will join us in making some New Year's resolutions and take time or make time to carry them out. Let's start at home. Take time or make time to get more involved with your children. Get down on the floor and play a game with your kids. Take them for a walk in the woods. Get to know their teachers and their friends. Make a resolution to do at least one thing in 1979 that will make your community a better place to live. Attend a city council meeting or school board meeting. Pick out one state issue that concerns you and talk with one of your legislators about it. Volunteer for at least one project at your church, school, or a charitable organization. We're all busy, but take time or make time to improve your community. Finally, do something in 1979 that will make today or tomorrow a little better for one other person. Promise to become a regular blood donor. Get an organ donor card and donate your kidneys, eyes, and other vital organs so someone else can benefit when you die. If you have an elderly friend or relative, take time or make time to call them. Or better yet, go visit them. 1978 was a good year for most of us. Let's take time or make time to be sure 1979 is even better. This is Dan Friel.
As most of you corn and soybean farmers know, when the growing season starts, so does the grass competition. That's one reason why so many farmers are starting with Lasso herbicide by Monsanto. Used alone, Lasso controls many annual grasses, even certain broadleaves, all with no carryover. For broad-spectrum weed control, there are many different labeled tank mixes of Lasso herbicide to choose from in corn and soybeans. Remember, always follow label directions for Lasso, the herbicide for the man in control.
This is Digger Phelps for your Mountain Men of Old throughout Michiana. It's a brand new season for this team, and it's a real opportunity for you. Just see your Mountain Man of Old one-on-one to work with you, to provide the very best in selection, sale price, and service. He sells Oldsmobile, which offers an exciting lineup every year. Your Mountain Man of Old is a proven winner, so get with him.
see Bruce Petro right here in Warsaw and go one-on-one. You can't lose.
Remember, the Fox Drive scheduled for today at the Conservation Club in Bryant, Indiana, has been canceled. We're Spandrel right now at 20 minutes before 7 here at the Little Red Barn. Time this New Year's Day morning out here at the Little Red Barn is 17 minutes before 7 o'clock. We've got cloudy skies and, what, 33 degrees, Duke?
No, 32 we're holding.
Right on the freezing line now. We've dropped 1 degree then in the last hour. And it's time for Dugan to review the markets this morning, brought to you today by Homeyre & Sons of Payne and Continental Ohio. Homeyre, one of the largest Alice Chalmers farm equipment dealers.
Big power, Alice Chalmers, rising power, Alice Chalmers, the rising power in farming is Alice Chalmers every time.
Well, you know, after the combine's been backed in the barn and even before the engine is cooled, successful farmers are already planning for next year's crops. Homeyre & Sons at Continental and Payne, Ohio, feel that for fall plowed ground, you can't beat the soil-shattering action of an Alice Chalmers 1200 or 1300 series field cultivator. Now, these cultivators expose weed roots for quick kill and leave that soil light and fluffy, so you see there's less chance for compaction. Patented shank clamps do away with noise and wear, and the live-action shanks penetrate and fracture the soil for fast seedbed preparation. Starting with a 10-foot base, you can add wings and extensions till you have over 30 feet. It's a big cultivator that will fold up hydraulically for easy transport. Match your tractor horsepower to the right size cultivator, and you will have the secret for a speedy, economical seedbed for your 79 crops. Why don't you call Homeyre's tomorrow at Continental or Payne, Ohio, and you can get complete details, and as we say, they'll work with you.
Well, obviously, reviewing the markets today, we just really need to check what happened in the trends last Friday, as things are shut down tighter than a drum until things get back underway tomorrow. But the pre-holiday supply of barrels and gilts, for an example, charted an uneven course in the Midwest on Friday. And what happened there, barrels and gilts at the Western terminal markets sold steady to a dollar higher, but the remainder of the trade area ranged steady to $1.50 lower. The slaughter steers were selling steady to 25 higher, and slaughter heifers were steady to firm. Slaughter cows in South St. Paul were firm to 50 higher. In South St. Paul, slaughter lambs remained at steady prices. The carlot summary, beef trade was slow. Steer and heifer beef was not established. The good Holsteins were selling 75 cents higher last Friday. The fresh pork cut trade was also slow, with skinned hams going steady to $2 higher. As far as what happened with the closing Chicago cash and futures markets, briefly, this is the way the trends went. The futures, March wheat was off a penny and a half. March corn was down 0.75 cents. March oats unchanged. January beans closed down 0.75 cents on the futures. Now, as far as the cash was concerned, the wheat finished out 3.5 cents up. Corn was off 0.75 cents. Oats were unchanged, and beans were up a penny and a quarter in Chicago. We did not get any choice dress beef quotations for the Midwest. Now then, finally, the New York stock market was lower in fairly active trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.95 to close out the day, the week, and the year at 805.01. And it's not often we can say that, the day, the week, and the year that it closed.
That's right. The markets with Dugan Fryer this morning have been brought to you today by Homeyer and Sons of Payne in Continental Ohio. Homeyer, one of the largest Alice Chalmers farm equipment dealers. Now here is our Anderson report.
From the Andersons in Maumee, Ohio, this is Hank Douglas with the closing grain market for Friday, December 29th. On Saturday, the river terminal will be closed. The Maumee terminal will be open 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. for all grains except your corn. On Sunday and Monday, both grain terminals will be closed for the holidays. Beginning Tuesday, we will again receive ear corn at Maumee. Base price at ear corn, clean 8 cents per stash credit as cash, 218 and 3 quarters, copper and based on schedule number 5. The red wheat down 1.5 at 358 and a quarter, white wheat 363 and a quarter. Shelled corn, 210 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. Oats on jeans at $1.28. And soybeans at Maumee, 657, that's down a penny. The following are deliveries for May on wheat, 321 and a quarter. May delivery corn, 223 and a half plus two at the river. And May soybean, 688 plus two at the river. From the Andersons, have a safe and happy new year.
That you're listening to our Little Red Barn program that comes to you from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne. Earl Finkel tells us there's the possibility of some light freezing drizzle early today, and that'll change to some snow showers later, and then the possibility of 2 to 4 inches accumulation possible by tomorrow, depending on just where this thing tracks in our area. Hazardous driving conditions can develop this afternoon with temperatures falling into the 20s during the day, northerly winds to 35. Snow tonight with some blowing and drifting and possibilities and some hazardous travel, low near 13. Snow showers ending tomorrow morning, the high in the mid to upper teens. Northwest winds to 25 and partly cloudy Wednesday, the high in the low teens. At the airport, the last report, our barometer 29.99 and steady. Winds calm, humidity 79%, cloudy skies and 32 degrees. Bob, it really points out the fact that when we talk about how a storm travels, or how it tracks, I guess is the terminology they use, we were very fortunate, apparently, that we just really missed what hit many of the other areas quite hard in the eastern Illinois area. They really got clobbered in some of the areas up northwest Indiana, and then, as your police calls told you, southwestern Michigan really got clobbered last night too. So
that's
it
right.
Just didn't get quite this far east, so we were lucky.
We got the precipitation, but not the cold front to make it turn into snow.
You know, when I say not this far east, I guess I should say not this far south too, because it went to the north above us as well.
I think that's right.
Curved
right.
Up, but we were lucky.
Well, yeah, it was kind of tough sledding around here.
Without snow, it is, yeah.
The Civic Theater presents one of the great dramas of the modern theater. Anton Chekhov's tender, rueful comic masterpiece, The Three Sisters. The story of three bright, cultivated young women stranded in a provincial garrison town in turn-of-the-century Tsarist Russia. Chekhov's wryly humorous, compassionate view of the human condition will keep you laughing through your tears at the Civic Theater until January 20th. The Three Sisters by Anton Chekhov.
From song 100 all the way to number one, WoWo counts down the top 100 songs of 1978. Join us beginning at 7 a.m. New Year's Day for the top 100 songs of the year 1978. All day New Year's Day on Radio 1190. A great place to be.
WoWo.
Here are the Bee Gees at almost 9 minutes before seven on this New Year's Day morning out here at the Little Red Barn.
Maybe you don't know me any more than I know you. And I wouldn't blame you if you walked away. I've been watching you all evening. Tear drops in your eyes, and it touches me much more than I can say. No, I hate to think that someone could have hurt someone like me. And if I was him, I'd be right by your side. Lay your true love on my shoulder. Let your worries in my fire. Let your love on me to watch. Lay your troubles on my shoulder. Let your worries in my fire. Let your love on me to watch. Like this, I'd be right by your side.
time, 5.5 minutes before 7. Remember, at 7:15, we start counting down the top 100 songs of 1978. Right down to number one. I'm going to have to peek to see what number one is. Doing right over to you, though.
Well, again, I wanted to talk a little bit here just briefly about some things coming up. And if I could just find what I did with the thing I had, Bob, I'd have it made, wouldn't I? Here it is right here. A lot of dairymen, of course, listen to us this time of the morning, and I want to tell you about dairymen who are interested in expanding or making changes in their present dairy operation are invited to attend a big tri-state dairy management workshop, which is going to be held in February. I'll tell you about some of these things in advance so you can put them down on your calendar if you're interested. This will be February 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Holiday Inn North in Cincinnati, Ohio. Extension specialists from Ohio State, Purdue, and the University of Kentucky will be on hand to help each dairyman use a computer program to review his operation and also to obtain the financial feasibility answers to proposed changes. Now, the workshop will include presentation of technical information on various aspects of dairy cattle production and management. Specialists from the three states will discuss with dairymen technical matters concerning feeding dairy cattle, herd health topics, reproduction management, managing cows in groups, housings, parlors, and milking systems, handling replacement animals, and the handling of waste management systems, and labor management. Now, if you are interested, the note here is that registration will be on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you are interested, I'm going to give you a fellow's name and his telephone number and also his address, so you can get in touch with them if you're interested. There is a registration fee to cover the cost of using the computer program, a notebook that contains technical information on dairy production and farm management practices, and the costs of meals. So you can get all the details about what it would cost you and so forth. I'm going to give you that address. I'm giving you a little bit of a chance here. If you're like I am, somebody says they're going to give you an address and give it to you before you got a chance to get some paper and a pencil. So if you're scrambling around there for it, I'll give you another little second here. And again, remind you that this will be a tri-state dairy management workshop, February 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Holiday Inn North in Cincinnati with specialists from Ohio State, Purdue, and Kentucky. So this is the address and the number if you're interested. You'd want to contact Donald Moore at 1394 East Main Street, Eaton, E-A-T-O-N, Ohio. And his zip code is 45320. And I'll give you a telephone number for him, too. It's area code 513 and the number 456-5508. I'll repeat all that for you because if you write as slow as Bob and I do, you probably have to go over one more time. The name is Donald Moore, and his address is 1394 East Main Street, Eaton, E-A-T-O-N, Ohio, zip 45320, and his phone number is 513-456-5508. And you, Durham, if you're interested, I'd suggest you get in contact with him very soon.
All right, Dugan, don't forget. Oh, did you?
Yeah,
no,
what?
Well, I'm just going to say the Clear Creek Golf Course, 6 miles north of Huntington, Indiana, annual New Year's golf tourney at 10 o'clock this morning. They'll play,
right,
according to Lauren Helvey, they'll play Florida Scramble regardless of the weather.
Okay, well, listen, what I wanted to say was just a big thank you to you because I told the people, of course, I was really concerned about what you were going to get me for Christmas, and last year you had got me that personalized salt block. I didn't know what you could come up with to top it, but he got me a monogrammed axe handle, and I thank you, Bob.
Oh, stupid.
Thank you.
that's about it. We've started the new year together here, so just to wrap it up, and we'll get ready to play the top 100 here in just a
minute. Boy, you certainly have a knack for personalized gifts. I want to say that.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait till you think what I'm going to get you next year.
I can hardly wait. Well, it's good being back.
It won't be what I just told you, though.
Good being back, and we certainly hope that this is going to be just a great new year for you, and regardless of what you're doing, and Bob and I and all the folks here, we'll try to help you get through a good year. All from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO, Fort Wayne.
Good morning. It's 31 degrees in Fort Wayne. Today's outlook, light freezing drizzle changing to snow showers later and hazardous driving conditions. I'm Richard Walker with the 7 o'clock WOWO News. These are some of the top stories we're following this morning. A hostage situation comes to a peaceful end in Fort Wayne this morning. Fort Wayne police search for three men in a New Year's Eve shooting. Nature treats the Midwest coldly with the New Year's Eve.